This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with contributor Mina Tavakoli. Hey, Mina.
Hi, Robin. How you doing?
It's New Music Friday, our last episode of the year, and we're taking a quick look at the best albums out now on November 26th, starting with the soundtrack to Paul Thomas Anderson's highly, highly anticipated new film, Licorice Pizza.
There's blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. There's blood in the streets, it's up to my knees. There's blood in the streets, the town of Chicago. There's blood on the rise, it's following me.
This is The Doors performing their song Peace Frog, just one of the cuts on this new soundtrack for Licorice Pizza, the new film from Paul Thomas Anderson. And Mina, we don't do a lot of soundtracks like this on the show, but, you know, music has always played such a big role in P.T. Anderson's films. You think of something like his epic movie Magnolia, which was largely based on the songs of Amy Mann. What's he doing with this latest project, Licorice Pizza?
Yeah, you're totally right. This Anderson guy, you know, it's really clear that he likes music. You know, for as long as he's been directing feature films, he's also done music videos. He's done stuff for Radiohead, Fiona Apple, Amy Mann, Joanna Newsom, Haim. This movie is Mad Californian and something like a period piece taking place in 73 in the San Fernando Valley. And it unfolds into this charming, frothy, coming of age meets love story between two charming, frothy people who are just trying to do some growing up parallel to and with one another. The soundtrack didn't need to go this hard for something already so rich, but it's a key player in this film, you know.
Yeah, the music in his films often becomes a character in and of itself. What's the song selection like on this record?
Yeah, not to sound windy, but I think Anderson's something like a cultural archaeologist, if not just a really good curator. So he's acutely sensitive to the tensions that are at play when it comes to matching motion with noise. This movie's definitely in the music as character camp. Its scenes are like stained with music. They're mixed super high so that you can really relish the fact that you're listening to, you know, Suzy Quatro, and then you'll go to Nina Simone, you'll get a glorious Wings and Paul McCartney cut, and each one sort of like a jab in the thigh when they're played against the story that unfolds. I'm like a Doors hater, but when Anderson puts Peace Frog against scenes as beautiful, I feel like these tracks are reframed for me. He's asking me to reconsider. And it's a soundtrack that's so effective in really reconstructing the delicious feeling of light brain damage you feel when you're newly in love.
Yeah, I feel that too. I mean, and I hear you on The Doors. I love The Doors, but he has this gift for getting me to listen to and love music that I might not listen to in any other context. And in addition to all the tunes by other artists, there is this one important track written specifically for the film. It's the title track for the film, and it's by Johnny Greenwood.
Yeah, I think Anderson loves Greenwood's like aesthetic compass, its sensibility. That seems to happen with people, with auteurs who are just built for each other, like cosmically and artistically. Greenwood did a gorgeous full score for the 2014 movie Phantom Thread, but where that one was darker and more melodramatic to match the mood of that beautiful, freaky movie, this piece is plucky, brighter, warmer.
Well, I used to buy a lot of soundtracks like this back in the day because it was just such a great way to discover music that I didn't know or that I'd forgotten about. And it's like just this instant mixtape, like, you know, one that a friend would make for you. And I feel that even still now with a record like this, like the soundtrack to Licorice Pizza, that it's a reminder that this is still an important art form.
It is. Yeah, it's probably not a novel thought here, but I think it's so cool to listen to soundtracks as like total and distinct works of art. I think it's because when you divorce or separate a score from the screen, they take on new life when they're soundtracking yours.
Yeah, for sure. And that's the soundtrack for Licorice Pizza, a film that is out in some cities today. It's out everywhere on Christmas Day. Thanks so much, Mina.
Thanks so much, Robin.
All right, another release out now on November 26th that we're loving comes from L. Michael's Affair. It's called Abominable. This is L. Michael's Affair from their new EP, Abominable. The song we're hearing from it is Chom Chom. And Radio Milwaukee's Tariq Moody here for this one. Hey, Tariq.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
All right. L. Michael's Affair's had a really busy year. They released the album Yeti Season back in March. They had a remix project with Liam Bailey that just dropped in August. What are they doing on this release?
I just call it a companion piece to the album Yeti Season, a collection of unreleased tracks, alternate takes, and instrumentals from that recording session. But for those who are not familiar with L. Michael's Affair, the group is founded by Leon Marcus Michaels, who is just, he's been everywhere. He's the founder of two labels, Truth and Soul Records and Big Crown Records, founding members of Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings and Minahan Street Band and Lee Fields and Expressions. He's played with Charles Bradley as well as Wu-Tang Clan, collaborated Dan Auerbach, and a touring member of the Black Keys, and produced for artists like Chicano Batman and Ani El Khatib.
That's insane.
He's a force to be reckoned with. And I like this new EP is like my type of holiday music. I'm not a fan of like traditional holiday music. This puts me in the holiday spirit. I love the vibe it gives off of like spaghetti westerns with a little bit of this Turkish funk and a little bit of Bollywood vibes that I truly love and how he blends it all together.
Yeah, and like mariachi horns.
Yes, yes. I just love how he uses instrumentation to create a, just puts you in a different mindset.
There were moments that kind of reminded me of Krungbin. You know, the grooves are kind of, they're kind of sly and sultry and they kind of slither around.
Yes, you could tell he was just having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I would just love to be in a fly on the wall during that recording session.
Yeah. Well, it is a nice little treat from L. Michael's Affair. Their new EP is called Abominable. Thanks so much, Tariq.
Thank you, Robin. Hope you have a great holiday.
You too. We've got a shorter show for you this week. Not a ton of albums dropping the day after Thanksgiving, but we do have a few more releases that we want to play for you right after this short break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This message comes from NPR sponsor CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car, you should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. Don't settle, find love at first drive. Start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
On the TED Radio Hour, researcher Sasha Lucioni says AI can help us find climate solutions. But just training the technology itself uses a ton of energy.
Training ChatGPT, for instance, emits as much carbon as 5 cars in their lifetime.
Tech's climate conundrum. That's on the TED Radio Hour from NPR.
Listen to Embedded for moments that stay with you.
I could smell the smoke. I could smell the dust.
Voices that resonate. Stories that change the way you think about your life.
How did we get here?
The Embedded podcast is NPR's home for original documentary series. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton, and we're doing a quick rundown of the best albums out now on November 26th. We start the second half of the show off with Julie Doiron. Her new album is called I Thought of You.
It's time to sleep. Don't call to discuss it. Don't call me beautiful. The dream is calling.
This is Julie Doiron, the singer. Julie Doiron, I Thought of You is the name of her album. The song from it is Cancel the Party. And NPR Music's Lars Gotrich returns for one last spin in the New Music Friday chair. Hey, Lars.
Hey, Rob. Glad to be here at the end of the world here with you.
I wouldn't spin it any other way. So Bob Boylan played another great cut from this Julie Doiron album on the Tuesday episode of All Songs Considered just a couple of weeks ago, but we love the album so much, we wanted to share a bit more from it. Tell me what it is that you're loving about I Thought of You.
It sounds like, and she said this on the episode with Bob Boylan, that she wrote these songs at the spur of the moment and went into the studio at the spur of the moment with a ragtag pickup band, and the whole record has that kind of feel. It's really loose and ramshackle, but her voice is the guiding light of these songs about turning a corner. But a lot of times songs about turning a corner are when you see that stuff in the rear view. But right. this album, all the songs are very specifically about you and me. It's like she's singing it directly to one person. And she is saying, we are turning this corner right now. We are doing it together.
Right.
Some of this sucks, but we are getting to a place. And that's the kind of thing that I've hit upon this record that's really hit me.
Yeah, it feels like you're just spending time with her, right? Like hanging in her living room or maybe taking a walk around the city while she unwinds all of these stories and reflections. I like this sort of beautiful urgency in the music. It's like they have so much momentum. They just keep pushing and pushing, and not super aggressively, but just persevering, which feels like it mirrors some of the themes on this record. Like you say, finding your way back home and how you got to keep moving.
And it's easy to dip out and not pay attention to the words and just rock along to the groove. Because I don't know, there weren't many rock albums like this year, this year, you know? And it's kind of the thing that I miss. And it feels like a little Neil Young and Crazy Horsey, which is exactly my lane. And Julie is a really great guitarist. I don't think she gets enough do as a guitarist.
Yeah, some great guitar noise. And to be fair, she drops a lot of hand claps across the record, which is, you know, musical catnip for me. Yeah, add the hand claps, stir it up a little bit. Instant hit! Julie Doiron is the artist. Her new record is I Thought of You. And Lars, let's do one more before I let you go for 2021. It's from the veteran metal band Cynic. Their new one out today is called Ascension Codes. This is the band Cynic, their new album, Ascension Codes. This cut we're hearing from it is Mythical Serpents. Lars, these guys have been together since the late 80s, more than 30 years, but this is just their fourth full-length album and their first in 7 years.
Well, this album comes out of some tragedy. The band kind of broke up a number of years ago after their last album, after some internal drama where people left the band, people came back, and it got really messy. But in 2020, the drummer Sean Reinert and the bassist Sean Malone both died quite suddenly. And it just sent a shockwave through the metal community last year, in addition to everything else that was going on last year. And Paul Masvidal, who's the sole remaining original member, and instead of trying to replace two extremely important voices to this band, he decided to reshape Cynic. So he brought in the keyboardist and synth player Dave McKay and the drummer Matt Lynch, and they bring different tools to Cynic. So Cynic, they're highly regarded as pushing metal forward in thinking more about fusion and jazz influence within metal and breaking out the space, but also still being very technical and brutal at the same time. And in fact, Paul Masvidal once told me that what he makes is Rothko metal, like the painter Mark Rothko. Oh. So it's very deconstructed, very complex, very layered, but there's this amorphous blob that you can attach yourself to, you know?
Yeah.
But Ascension Codes feels more impressionistic to me. This is a whole album experience. It's something that you sit in. It's less of a headbanger.
Yeah. They have all these lovely little, I would call them meditative moments on the album. These are mostly instrumental interludes between the bigger tracks, and they all have this kind of coded name, or these coded names, like this one that I want to play a bit of. It's called A-VA-432.
All is flux.
I like that too, how it's like everything seems to be connected. And that's kind of like a theme of this record. Even the album artwork itself, you have to take a look at it. It's gorgeous. It's like this huge organic alien ship body that just kind of like, you can just see those tentacles reaching across the universe. And that's kind of what this feels like too.
Cynic is the band. Their new album is called Ascension Codes. Thanks so much, Lars.
Thanks, Robin.
As I said, this is a shorter show this week. It's also our last New Music Friday of the year. December will be filled with all of our best of the year coverage, but there are a few releases that are coming out next week on December 3rd that I want to flag for you, starting with Arca's Kick 2 and Kick 3. These are both out on December 3rd. They are sequels to the album Kick 1. that Arca released last year. The singer known as LP. LP has a new album out next week called Churches, and the DC band Beauty Pill has a new EP out on the 3rd called Instant Night. Look for those releases at the top of December. For this week, we've got one more album out now, November 26th, that we want to play from the producer Spectacular Diagnostics. It's called Ancient Methods.
I stepped from the TARDIS onto a bleak planet. All around, the ground was ravaged. No vegetation. Banks of chilling fog swirling through the air. Why had I been brought here?
Ah! Welcome, Doctor.
All right.
What's going on? Don't you realize
something? I'm a maggot brain. Stealing shit. This bitch is a pun. Low east side. Same one. She broke my heart. Broken guy everywhere. Melly Mel. Grand Master Flash. Master Spell. That's right. Graffiti on the wall. Under the bridge. Let's be crazy. To the law. Kill us at well. Shit, they call me low light. Light skin with the way. In my head. Final call. Right here, baby doll.
This is Spectacular Diagnostics. The album is Ancient Methods. This cut we're hearing from it is called The Wall, and WXPN's John Morrison here for this one. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Robin?
Spectacular Diagnostics is a producer from Chicago, and man, he has chopped together just this really super cool mix of samples and beats on this album, and you can tell he did a lot of deep crate digging.
Yeah, this album, Ancient Methods, very dope instrumental hip-hop record. It seems like he's clearly pulling a lot of inspiration from film with all of these like weird and dramatic science fiction samples. It reminds you of like an old B movie, how the whole thing plays out. And it's a really interesting, enveloping sonic environment that he's created here. The music hits and it's funky and has like the heavy drum breaks and everything. And it's cool sounding, but it's also strange and a bizarre trip that he's taken us on.
Yeah, retro sci-fi is a theme that plays out throughout the record. And these are the kinds of movies that would play late at night on TV when I was growing up. And it kind of took me back to that late night headspace in a really nice way. But I mean, I don't want to read too much into this, but it felt to me like he's not just spilling and whipping together a bunch of sounds, that like he's really working on a unified statement thematically.
Yeah. Instrumental hip hop as a form is interesting on a lot of levels or for a lot of reasons, because you can have some producers just drop a beat tape and it's just ideas and it's just dope. Mm-hmm. And there's not too much to be read into it. But then you also have the flip side where you have records like this where everything is intentional. It's tied together beautifully. It plays out in its own weird way. And it's really this unique world that he's building up through beats and samples and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it felt very much like a reflection on the mystery of our own existence, kind of how small but wondrous we are, and a little bit about how we're so caught up in the minutiae of daily living that we can't see how small and wondrous we are, you know?
Yeah, I definitely at moments got that feeling of grandeur, but also like just the strangeness of all of this stuff. This whole thing is fantastic.
Spectacular Diagnostics is the artist, and Ancient Methods is the new album. Thanks so much, John.
Yeah, thank you, Robin.
And that'll do it for New Music Friday 2021. As I said, not a ton of releases come out in December, and all of our coverage for the rest of the next few weeks will look back at the past year in music, the best albums and songs and more. To keep up with all of our coverage, including Tiny Desks and other features, sign up for our weekly newsletter at npr.org/musicnewsletter. And if you want to hear full versions of the songs we featured on this week's show, along with a bunch of singles that came out this week, look for NPR's New Music Friday playlists in Apple Music, Spotify, and on our website at npr.org/allsongs. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton. I hope you have a great weekend. Be well, and treat yourself to lots of music.
I'm an astronaut. I was sent here on a rescue mission to find a fellow astronaut. Well, from this planet, but from another time, 2,000 years ago.
I know.
The Lord sounds insane.
Thank you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor Acorn TV. Acorn TV is brilliant television told brilliantly. From charmingly cozy mysteries to daringly dark dramas, visit acorn.tv for a 30-day free trial with promo code NPR. Acorn TV. Brilliant.
Summer is for going to the movie theater because it's too hot to stay home. It's for driving with the windows down, listening to your favorite music. It's for stretching out while you're on vacation to gobble up a TV show. For a guide to some of the TV, movies, and music we are most excited about this summer, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.